leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Amid the Israel-Hamas war, heartwarming reunions among released hostages and their families. 17 more set free Sunday, including two Israeli Americans, a 4-year-old girl and a 62-year-old woman. Today's the last day of that negotiated ceasefire. In Portland, Oregon, students and teachers head back to class this morning after an 11-day teacher strike.
The teachers in the district found common ground on a lot of sticking points. Now, educators will be getting a cumulative 13.8% cost of living increase spread out over the next 3 years. Elementary and middle school teachers now get 90 minutes in increased minimum planning time weekly. And the district's rapid response team, which supports mental and behavioral health needs, will also be tripled.
ABC's Tanvi Varma. And saying goodbye to Rosalind Carter. Her body will lie in repose later today at the Carter Presidential Library and Museum. This is ABC News. In Israel today, Elon Musk is meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and members of his cabinet. Netanyahu giving the billionaire tech mogul a tour of the kibbutz Hamas attacked October 7th, setting off the war. Online business is booming. Adobe Analytics is expecting U.S. sales to total about $37 billion for the 5-day holiday weekend running through today, Cyber Monday.
They're really trying to take advantage of these big sale days like Black Friday, like Cyber Monday, so they can maximize on these discounts. We're seeing these cost-conscious consumers be strategic in the way they're paying for things. We see that payment options like buy now, pay later, up more than 70% in just the past week alone compared to the same time last year. I think that tells you a lot about how folks are budgeting and stretching the dollar throughout this holiday shopping season.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Justin Finch, ABC News.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities in Marinette are reopening a 37-year-old cold case. The sheriff's department is asking for any new leads in the murder of David Hunter. Investigators say he was killed at a makeshift camp in the woods near Niagara in 1987. The sheriff's office is not saying why it's reopening the case now. Disability-related complaints with the Federal Department of Transportation are on the rise this year. Kendra Davenport of Easter Seals says airlines can't keep putting off becoming more accessible.
The baby boomers are aging rapidly. More and more of us will be disabled. This is no longer an issue that's pushed off to the corner of the desk. This is front and center.
Advocates want Congress to legislate improvements by 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you'd be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Gene Doldy, 95, of Phillips, passed away peacefully on November 19th. She is survived by her daughter, Nancy Eilenfeld, and by her sister, Georgie Gerke. Survived also by her sister-in-law, nieces, nephews, and friends. Per her wishes, no formal services will be held. Interment will take place in Washington County Memorial Park with her husband and son. Heigl Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Gene Doldy, 95, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
Welcome to What If, the show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what ifs. We've got a call from Millie. What's up?
Hi, Jake. What if, hypothetically, a moose gets mad at my car and rams into my windshield? Hypothetically.
Oh, just file a claim on the app. At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs.
Great, but what if the moose eats my phone? Hypothetically.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies, a chance for some light snow showers, less than a half inch of daytime snowfall, high of 17. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Still lingering chance for some light snow tonight, a low of 6. Tuesday, partial sun at times, a high of 22. Wednesday, milder, with highs working up to 35 degrees. And into your Thursday, partial sunshine up to 34. For Friday, we're back in the upper 20s for highs, despite lots of sunshine. And for Saturday, a high of 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 10 degrees.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. In the NFL yesterday, rookie Zay Flowers had a touchdown catch. He also ran for a game-sealing score late in the fourth quarter. And Baltimore's defense forcing 4 turnovers as the AFC best Ravens beat the Chargers 20-10 Sunday night. Elsewhere was Jalen Hurts scoring the winning touchdown on a quarterback draw with 2:37 left in overtime. And the Eagles beat the Bills in a nail-biter 37-34. Hurts throwing for 3 touchdowns and running for 2 more scores in that game. Falcons beat the Saints. Colts over the Buccaneers. The Texans lose to the Jaguars. Titans take care of the Panthers. The Steelers beat the Bengals. The Giants continue Bill Belichick's woes. They beat the Patriots. Rams beat the Cardinals. It was the Browns falling to the Broncos. And the Chiefs beat the Raiders. Mississippi State hires Oklahoma offensive coordinator Jeff Lebby to be their new head coach. This is SRN Sports. In basketball, the Bucks come from 26 points down to rally past the Trailblazers 108-102. Giannis had 33 points. Damian Lillard scored 31 against his former team. Jason Tatum had 34 points, and the Celtics 113-103 win over the Hawks. Suns edged the Knicks 116-113 for their seventh straight win. Devin Booker with a tie-breaking three-pointer with about under 2 seconds remaining. Franz Wagner and Cole Anthony scored 30 points each. Magic beat the Hornets 130-117, extending their win streak to seven. Timberwolves rout the Grizzlies 119-97. Nets made an NBA season-best 25 three-pointers in a 118-109 win over the Bulls. Cavaliers beat the Raptors 105-102. Nuggets 132. Spurs 120. Nikola Jokic with a season-high 39. In the NHL, Red Wings over the Wild. Blues beat Chicago. Hurricanes down the Blue Jackets. Predators over the Jets. Oilers beat the Ducks. SRN Sports.
Badgers wrap up the regular season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers finished up the regular season with a record of 7-5 after beating Minnesota 28-14 Saturday night. Safety Hunter Waller was asked about what his team showed after wins over Nebraska and Minnesota.
I think the last two games show for themselves. To come out and respond the way we did these last 2 weeks, we showed our fight.
The Badgers now wait for word on a bowl bid. NBA Damian Lillard played in Portland for the Trailblazers for 11 years before being traded to the Bucks. Milwaukee beat Portland 108-102. After the game, Lillard asked on Valley Sports what it was like facing his former team.
You know, once I walked in, I, you know, saw a lot of familiar faces. And I thought about going in the visitor's locker room for a second, but I was like, man, this is a little bit different. And then when we got on the court, I saw everybody, and that was like, it was a weird feeling. But once we started playing, I kind of got over it quick. And just like before, I didn't think it would be a big thing or a crazy thing, and it wasn't. And I'm just happy we was able to get the win.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
One of our holiday traditions, like the Christmas tree, where we go out and we chop down a tree and we put it in our living room. Kind of sounds like the behavior of a drunk man, really. Some woman wakes up. Honey, why is there a pine tree in our living room?
I like it. We're gonna decorate it for Jesus. And then I'm gonna hang my socks over the fireplace. Fill them with candy.
Maybe I'll tie some leaves to the ceiling, see if I can get some action.
Some people get so into Christmas they decorate their yards. It seems completely backwards. All right, chop down that tree here. Take all these lights, put them out there.
Do you still have tons of Thanksgiving leftovers and want some creative tips on how to prepare them? Then get the Thanksgiving Leftover Cookbook. Learn how to cook turkey soup, turkey sandwiches, turkey... Oh man, just thinking about turkey made me feel... Sorry, turkey casserole, turkey... I think I just threw up a little, almost. Wow. Turkey pancakes, what? Now that is just disgusting. Seriously, I think I'm going to pass out or puke or both. Oh man, flop sweat. Turkey pizza, okay, who wrote this? Now you're just messing with me. Who could think of eating turkey after eating nothing but turkey this weekend? Gross. I'm out of here.
The Thanksgiving Leftover Cookbook. Order now.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
Let's go.
Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can have you for life. Yeah. I know I sound serious. Baby, I am. You're a fine piece of real estate and I'm gonna get me some land. Oh, yeah. So don't try.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
No money in my pockets, I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me. Cause I'm riding with my baby, it's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel. The sun is shining, this road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee. Mm. And I got the one I love beside me, my troubles behind me. I'm alive and I'm free. Who wouldn't want to be me? Cross her pretty knees. She's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me the sweetest song. The sun's shining and this road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee.
Country Monday. Here we go. Got a couple of days left here in the month of November. Actually, four. And then we'll officially get into the Christmas season. I know we're mixing in a few Christmas songs here and there, but for me, December 1st is kind of the day where I begin to get into the holiday spirit. We had an early Thanksgiving, so we're still a month out. It's Christmas is 4 weeks from today. Is that right? 4, 11, 18. Yeah. 4 weeks from today. So between Christmas and July, pre-Black Friday sales, Black Friday sales, Small Business Saturday, and now Cyber Monday, tomorrow is, how the heck am I going to pay for this stuff? Tuesday. There you go. Paging through, it's just like, you grab your purse, your wallet, and you're like, eh, that one's not going to work. Eh, that one's maxed out. I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's such a good deal. Hopefully you didn't get caught up in all that. It's hard not to. If you go online, it's hard not to. Just to take a peek, right? Just to take a peek here and there. Today is Cyber Monday. All right. It's a good thing. It's a good thing Christmas is what it's supposed to be, right? Sure. We've got all of our, speaking of prizes, you can't beat these deals. Our Cyber Monday deal is you go at 98qcountry.com and you check out everybody who won a prize in our Deer Hunters Roundup. 1, 2, 3, 3.5 pages that I printed out here worth of prizes are all at 98qcountry.com. So come on in and get your prizes. And, oh, goodness gracious, there's some good stuff. We've got two more prizes still to give away. One is a youth photo contest. The other one is the kind of the adult hunting camp, hunting photo contest. And those will be given away tomorrow. Got to get those photos to us by 6 o'clock tonight. If you look on our website, 98qcountry.com, in the photo gallery under the Deer Hunters Roundup, those are all the pictures I have. That's it. So if for some reason it got caught up in the cyberspace or whatever and we didn't get it from you, resend it to us, WCQM at civicmedia.us. So Thanksgiving dinner, it's come and gone. Thanksgiving, of course. Thanksgiving dinner is the official kickoff, of course, to men getting in shape. What's it? Oh, hang on. I didn't flip over the piece of paper. Men getting in shape to be Santa Claus. There we go. It was on the other page there. So it was the official man. I have to say that my wife and I and my son, we made a lot of food because I like the leftovers, but... I had Thanksgiving, I think, four times. Thanksgiving Day, and then Friday I loaded up an equal plate, and then Saturday I got a smaller plate, thinking to myself, well, Joel, you can't continue to do this. So I took a smaller plate and proceeded to load that up like some kind of a hoo-ha creation or something. It was just like peaked to the top. And then Sunday I said to myself, Joel, you can't do this again. And then it got to be like 1 o'clock and I'm like, I opened the fridge and I'm like, well, what else am I going to have? So I had a little bit more. It's still a little bit in there. But I think I'm going to have to back away today. So I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, whatever it was for you. We appreciate all the, all the calls and all the fun we had on the Deer Hunters Roundup. Always a good time. The shows, most of the shows are archived at 98qcountry.com. I relied on some of our new company technology to record the show, and it let me down in a couple of hours. But for the most part, the shows are there for you if you want to listen back. All right. It was definitely a down season. We'll get the final numbers this week for the deer hunting kill, but I think... I'm guessing 15 to 20% harvest numbers down, and the number of licenses were, I think, at an all-time, maybe not an all-time, but at a number that we haven't seen in a long time as far as the number of people that are out in the woods and getting licenses and going out and doing the hunting stuff. A lot of holiday stuff going on this weekend. We'll chat about some of that stuff here in just a little bit, but we give you some news updates, little news and sports twice an hour. Let's get to that now.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Amid the Israel-Hamas war, heartwarming reunions among released hostages and their families. 17 more set free Sunday, including two Israeli-Americans, a 4-year-old girl and a 62-year-old woman. Today's the last day of that negotiated ceasefire. In Portland, Oregon, students and teachers head back to class this morning after an 11-day teacher strike.
The teachers in the district found common ground on a lot of sticking points. Now, educators will be getting a cumulative 13.8% cost of living increase spread out over the next 3 years. Elementary and middle school teachers now get 90 minutes in increased minimum planning time weekly. And the district's rapid response team, which supports mental and behavioral health needs, will also be tripled.
ABC's Tanvi Varma. And saying goodbye to Rosalynn Carter. Her body will lie in repose later today at the Carter Presidential Library and Museum. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Racine County leaders say they're pleased with the deal to sell about 2 square miles of Mount Pleasant's Wisconsin Innovation Park to Microsoft. They tell the Journal Sentinel it will put the business park built for Foxconn on firm financial footing. Microsoft is buying $100 million in land. It would pay enough taxes over the years to cover the cost of the tax district's debt. A Reedsburg man wanted for the death of his pregnant girlfriend is arrested in Missouri. Authorities say they caught Jose Dominguez Garcia in a vehicle with stolen plates early yesterday morning. He'd been on the run since about the same time Rosalie Rodriguez's body was found in a suitcase near Eau Claire in 2020. Dominguez Garcia is charged with first-degree murder, murder of an unborn child, and hiding a corpse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Tuesday, November 28th, it's Shawamgan hosting Washburn for girls basketball. Join us at 7 p.m. on 103.1, followed by Thursday, November 30th, boys basketball. Butternut hosting Prentice, also at 7 p.m. on 103.1. Both games announced by the wonderful Steve Jetland. Again, that's Tuesday, November 28th and Thursday, November 30th at 7 p.m.
The Bucks with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down 26 points, but came back to win 108-102 over the Portland Trail Blazers at Fiserv Forum. It was the largest come-from-behind win in the NBA so far this season. At one point, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored on a tip-in, then ran the length of the court and blocked a shot for a basket by Portland head coach Adrian Griffin.
He's one of the greatest players to play this game, and he showed it tonight.
The Bucks play in Miami tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers are back at practice today. Their next game is Sunday night at Lambeau Field against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, yesterday, the Chiefs were down 14-0 to the Raiders. They came back to win, though, 31-17. College football, the Badgers finished out the regular season with a 28-14 win in Minnesota. Running back Braylon Allen rushed for 165 yards and scored 2 touchdowns.
It was good. I'm just happy that we won the game and the team played well.
That's Wisconsin running back Braylon Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
Welcome to What If, the show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what ifs. We've got a call from Millie. What's up?
Hi, Jake. What if, hypothetically, a moose gets mad at my car and rams into my windshield? Hypothetically.
Oh, just file a claim on the app. At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs.
Great, but what if the moose eats my phone? Hypothetically.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the barn with
freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies, a chance for some light snow showers, less than a half inch of daytime snowfall, high of 17. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Still lingering chance for some light snow tonight, a low of 6. Tuesday, partial sun at times, a high of 22. Wednesday, milder, with highs working up to 35 degrees. And into your Thursday, partial sunshine up to 34. For Friday, we're back in the upper 20s for highs, despite lots of sunshine. And for Saturday, a high of 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 10 degrees.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98QCountry.com.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache to somebody else. If you're the kind of girl that's only gonna wanna love and leave, a guy like me, alone in his bar drinking devil. Why don't you save me the trouble? Save me the trouble, baby.
Strawberries.
shimmer on hot lips, silver buckle hanging off her hips. I sparkle when she smiles, shine down on the radio dial. Homemade jar of lemon drop, take a sip, don't stop, girl. You know I love it when you get to shine. You and me be rocking all night long. Summer sky dripping rhinestones, turn your party lights on, baby. Get your shine on, shine on, baby. Get your shine on. Silverado candy painted, Ray-Bans got the whole world shaded. Chrome piece tucked in the console, riding high. Some Kentucky clear, so slide that little sugar shaker.
Off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a phone drop on a love jack out for it. Cause she got some nerve, what she keep.
Truck Bender with Hardy at 98Q Country. Going to be a cold one today, 16, with a wind north-northwest blowing around at 10 to 20-plus miles an hour. Just a cold day here in the Northwoods. I think we're still lingering at about 10 above. Some of you low-outlying people, you know who you are. Probably some single digits still here this morning. Well, Thanksgiving, the Packers, of course, got the win. Thanksgiving Day, a surprise to many. I thought they would give the Lions a good game. I wasn't sure they would be able to win that game. But the Lions, seems like a long time ago, they had a couple turnovers in that game, right? Turnovers are the equalizer. Even if you're a team that's struggling in the NFL, if the other team, if you can force a turnover, the other team throws a pick or a fumble, that's the equalizer. And the Packers are now 5-6. That's the good news. The bad news is they got the Chiefs coming in this weekend. The Chiefs are not as dominating as they have been in recent years, but they still do enough to win. They got down 14-0 to the Raiders yesterday, but they came back and won that game. So the Chiefs will come in for a Sunday night game at Lambeau Field. 7:20 the kick Sunday night of the Packers and the Chiefs. And then the schedule now really isn't that bad. Some teams that we thought were going to be all right now aren't very good. Winning at the Giants will not be easy, but they're not a great team. The Buccaneers are struggling. You get them at home. They're like 4-7, so they're kind of out of the playoffs. The Panthers are out of the playoffs. You travel there. So, I mean, for the Packers to be in the wild card discussion anyway is not out of the realm of possibility. Although they're probably going to have to catch the Vikings. The Vikings are 6-5, and they're probably going to have to catch them. So Packer fans, you know, Viking fans were nice enough, you know, rooting for the Packers on Thanksgiving Day to beat the Lions was some kind of hidden deep interest, of course, for the Purple. But now the Packers will turn, of course, and oh, you Packer fans. And you'll be cheering for the Vikings to lose tonight, which you should. You should be cheering for the Vikings to lose tonight, because if the Vikings win, then the Packers look at probably almost a two-game deficit for that wild card spot. There's a lot of teams in the mix right around that 5-6, 6-6 mark. So the Packers are at least in the discussion. A couple of weeks ago, we thought they were going to be out of the discussion. Speaking of Thanksgiving Day, did you see the Cowboy game? That was an ugly game. But halftime, Dolly Parton performed at halftime. And I know it's I know what you're thinking. I'm going to say it for you, all right? Dolly Parton looks absolutely fabulous at 77 years of age. But it still ain't right. I mean, it's just, it ain't right. You get up close, you take Dolly Parton, you take Wayne Newton. Have you seen photos of Wayne Newton? He looks good from afar. You get up pretty close, and it's some kind of it's like looking at a mannequin at a Kohl's store. It's pretty rough. But goodness gracious, Dolly Parton had the vintage Dallas Cowboy cheerleading outfit on, and her voice is still fabulous. But at the age of 77, that shouldn't be happening, folks. I'm just saying, modern day technology with all the plastic surgery, whatever they do now. Absolutely 100% amazing, but at the age of 77, it shouldn't look like that. And Wayne Newton is like 81. I saw a video of Wayne Newton from a couple weeks ago, and I was looking, is that a Wayne Newton impersonator? It's Wayne Newton. He can hardly move his lips. He is nipped and tucked so much. Don't get me wrong, he still sounds good. And he looks fabulous, but goodness gracious, it's just Dolly at 77 looking like it's not supposed to be.
Yo, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
Just saying, not complaining, but I'm just saying.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat
truck to pull it. You can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but you can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple $1 million. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause you could buy me a boat, you could buy me a truck to pull, you can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, so, well, you can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new rod and reel. And it can buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah. So, well, you can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but you can buy me a boat. Yeah, you can buy me a boat.
I'm lonely. Rolls up and the wine is gone like a record on replay. Laying on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my
Kiss on
Zelder's new stuff called Pretty Little Poison. Coming up tonight, good luck to the Shawamigan Boys and Girls Basketball. Headed down to take on my alma mater, Boyceville, tonight. They'll be down there for boys and girls action. Good luck, Screaming Eagles. The news is coming up next to 98Q.
Yeah, you got every guy in here spinning around, spilling their beer. I bet you came out to have a good time. So what you say we leave your friends with mine? They'll be all right. I just wanna see you shine. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. About taking that chance, taking a ride, taking my hand, kicking this crowd, ditching this.